Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
Most iconic call in sports broadcasting history, Ron?
I can't think of another one. Al Michaels made his career. It was just perfect for the situation. I mean, you got to understand what, you know, younger people might not realize what it was like. There was Cold War going on. We didn't like the Russians. They didn't like us. They had the most powerful team in the world. What did they – they won an exhibition game like 13-1 before that, didn't they?
Yes.
Something ridiculous.
Something like that, yep.
Get Miracle, and it was so well done. Kurt Russell just nailed Herb Brooks. It was so well done, and it's maybe either my favorite sports movie of all time or my second favorite after Hoosiers. But it was just an unbelievable game, and then they had to win the next day against Finland, and people forget that. They were losing 3-2 after
take it to your
game.
Grave if you don't win this one.
Take it to your expletive grave if you don't win this game.
Ron, you know who made the only national radio call of that game? As far as I know, this is what he told me.
You.
Yes, Joe Starkey.
The other Joe Starkey.
The other Joe Starkey did it.
Is that right?
The same guy who did the band on the field.
He's in the Bay Area?
Yeah. He did the radio call. And there was one time, Ron, at least, where Herbie did go to a reunion with these guys. And I remembered it was in L.A. I was on my way to the Olympics in 2002 in Salt Lake City. And I just went and found this story. And it was the first time. 22 years after the fact, it was the first time since they met at the White House right after winning that this whole group, all 20 of them plus Herbie, were reunited, and it was for like a floor hockey game at a convention center.
I didn't remember that. I didn't think
and
he...
It was amazing.
One of my images of that when they won that game is that, you know, or the Finland game, I guess, he went down the tunnel and just by himself, and he said, it's a player's moment, not mine.
Yes.
You know, let them have the glory.
And the big news there was that Mark Pavlich, who was a recluse, showed up out of nowhere in L.A., came from the woods of Minnesota, and just showed up. So that was the first time, and it was an amazing thing to watch.
You know what I remember, too, that was so much different of an era? I rode from the airport to the arena with Mark Johnson after they signed him, you know, and I rode to the...
Right after the Olympics, right?
Right after the Olympics. I met him at the airport. They allowed me to ride in with him. It was unbelievable. You think that would happen these days? Probably not.
Jeff, it is the 39th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, which, as I said at the top of the show, was the last time Phil Kessel scored a goal. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I last night was a first for me. It's the first time I ever seen someone have a drop pass in the crease.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you had an interesting interaction with Sully after the game.
Yeah, I asked him a question he didn't want to answer.
Two of them, actually.
He answered two. No. What did he say, Joe? You got it ready back there?
No.
No.
Is he putting music to that now?
Uh-oh.
All right, Ron. And up next, we're going to hear from James Harrison because he's at it again. And this time, he might have actually made some sense. If you can believe that, we'll hear what he told Willie McGinnis on NFL Network yesterday. Coming up on Cook and Joe, first, you can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associate fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.